Well, it takes a little longer to pick out cereal at the supermarket than it used to. You got to read all the ingredients these days, all the nutrients and how much calcium and how much of my daily requirement of vitamin C and vitamin X there, you know, all that. Now, well, it's on the package. In fact, on everything we buy in the supermarket, it's there because of laws that we call truth in packaging. Good idea. And it's good they have to tell you what's inside because they probably would never tell you what is really inside and the calories and all of that. Now, it's too bad there aren't truth in packaging laws to clarify some of our bigger choices. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the secrets sin hides. So our word for today from the Word of God is found in Genesis chapter 19, and I'll be in verses 4 through 9, sort of like an x-ray machine. Well, this is an x-ray passage to show what sin really does. Now, the devil obviously doesn't believe in truth in packaging. You'd never buy into some of the things he's trying to get you to do if he told you where it would take you and what was really inside. That sin that's been tugging on you right now, it seems to promise maybe pleasure or relief or excitement or advancement. Well, that's why God exposes what's in that package in Genesis chapter 19. Now, in this story, sin is exposed in all of its ugliness. Oh, it looked good to Lot before we get to Genesis 19. Remember, Lot had left Abraham and decided to move into Sodom, a city full of wickedness. And pretty soon Sodom had moved into him. And Sodom had looked good. Bright lights and music and all the advertisements, they looked great. But then he discovered three poisons about sin that are not on the package. And here's what they are. I'll read these verses to you. What has happened is that the two angels have come now to warn Sodom and get Lot out of there because they're about to be destroyed. Well, here's what it says. Before they'd gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have sex with them." Well, Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you." Really? "And you can do what you like with them." Can you believe this? This is Dad. "But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof." "Get out of our way," they said. "This fellow came here as an alien, and now he wants to play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them." And they moved forward to break down the door. Three poisons that weren't on the package, Lot. Number one, sin calls the shots. Notice how demanding sin is. You think it's freedom you're going to get, only to find out you're a slave. Want your time? Want your relationships? It wants your best, wants your soul. Secondly, sin cheapens relationships. These people were Lot's friends, he thought. You watch what happens if you stop doing the sin, the connection to some of your friends. They'll drop you fast. See, you're expendable if you get in the way of my desires, if sin is our connection. And thirdly, sin makes people into objects. These men wanted these other men just to have sex with them. Lot was willing to give away his daughters. The fact is, sin is so terribly depersonalizing. It cancels love. It may be that you've gotten regrets over some of the ways you've bought the lies of sin in your past. How good it would be to be clean, huh? Well, so many of us have found that there's a spiritual shower that cleans us up forever in God's eyes the day we give our heart to Jesus Christ. And I'd love to help you do that. And our website is for that. It'll tell you about how he loved you enough to die for you. You want to be clean today? From all the dirt of the past? Listen, tell Jesus, "I'm yours." And go to our website and check that out. Get a new story. That's the name of it, anewstory.com. That sin that looks so good on the package, it'll take over your personality and your body and your relationships and your dignity and your worth. No matter how inexpensive sin seems to be, it will end up costing you everything.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.